Well, the grain started the first week of April off on a decent start as a USDA report came out and was a little bit better than expected. At least it didn't bring in terribly bearish news to the marketplace, and that allowed the grains to trade fairly decent to start the week. But by the time we hit midweek, we started to see a little softening in the marketplace, mainly because of the big tariffs that were expected to be announced Wednesday afternoon. And they really did upset the market as they came in and kind of steamrolled the marketplace the last two trading sessions of the week. And that brought in, or at least pushed some of the markets to finish a little bit in the red as far as the week is concerned. Now, looking at it, right now these tariffs really shouldn't be impacting the markets that much, because really the only market that we have tariffs put against that is a huge buyer from the U.S. at this time frame is Japan and South Korea. Mexico and Canada aren't seeing tariffs because of the USMCA agreement, and even though China is seeing tariffs, they're not in our market buying at this point. So it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction, but it does or it is impacting the potential trade volume that we're going to see as far as the U.S. is concerned, and that is putting some pressure in on the marketplace. It is the uncertainty. By the time we wrapped it up, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing up about 3 cents for the week, while Chicago wheat was steady to up 1 cent. Kansas City was up 4 to 5 cents. Over in the corn market, because of strong demand, we continue to see strength in the corn as corn was up over 7 cents. Soybeans, on the other hand, though, did finish down 45 to 46 off of the tariff news going to China. Soybean meal was down $10.60. Soybean oil was up 60 cents to 70 cents. And canola finished up anywhere from $8 to $9. Meats got hit hard, mainly because of the stock market taking a big dump. Right now, we're looking at live cattle losing anywhere from $6 to $6.50, while feeder cattle were down $7.50 to $10.50. Lean hogs dropped anywhere from, unchanged to down $3. In the outside markets, crude oil down $7.30. Gold down $58.50. The dollar up 0.8 cents. And the big one, the Dow Jones, losing almost 3,000 points for the week.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.